Well, hello everyone. It's Mark Howard. Welcome to our teleseminar podcast. And I want to welcome all of you. For those of you new today, how it usually works is I'll speak a bit on the topic and then open it up to everybody here that's joined us. If anybody has questions to ask or something they want to share from what I presented today, or really what anybody wanted to share or ask about the principles or Sydney Banks teachings. And I liken it to here in the United States, we have like town halls where political people can talk to their constituents. The teleseminars and podcasts are really constructed so that I hear from you too, with your questions or your something you'd like to share. So I give room for that after, I talk a bit. You will also get the recording in a few days. And will be several ways that you'll be able to listen to today's teleseminar. One other thing is that, you know, the teleseminars and podcasts of mine are based on the teachings of Sydney Banks. He's got several books out that you can read, and also a lot of videos that are available on the public. You could go to YouTube or the internet to see his videos. Okay, so again, welcome to all of you. We have a large crowd today, and welcome to you. It was just occurring to me this month about kindness and how really when we drop into feelings of love and understanding, which are our true nature. It's really our essence to live in feelings of love and understanding. It's pretty easy to act kindly towards people in our lives, or, you know, people we run into as we go about our lives out in the community. It's sort of a natural expression of our love and understanding, of being in that state. And, you know, that state of love and understanding is just beautiful feelings. We're content. We're just enjoying our moments. We're happy. And, as I was kind of reflecting on today's teleseminar on podcast, I was just noticing myself in these beautiful feelings walking into the supermarket, the grocery store, with my cart, and, you know, being kind, letting people go ahead of me. I saw someone having difficulty in one of the aisles and kind of reaching for something and helped them out. It's like nothing. It's a no-brainer. You just express your love, really, and we call it kindness, but really you're expressing your love. And it's amazing how people feel it. Most of the time they'll be thankful, but you could tell they're just in a nice feeling by you being kind to them. People don't expect it. And when they receive it, it wakes up the feeling in them. And so I just wanted to, you know, just kind of share together that the feeling of it. It's not like there's a strategy here or a practice of kindness. It's just what occurs, how you express feelings that you're in. Really, and most of the time, when you have dropped into happiness or well-being or contentment or love and understanding, you express that through kindness. You know, you express that by helping another, being of service to another. It just happened, you know, like right now it's noontime where I live, and I know that my wife is trying to figure something out about this, doing something on Google, and she had continued to ask me through the morning as I was getting ready to come into my office. She was asking me again, and I could just see getting to bother. I could just see moving to there, and I dropped it and just got into a nice feeling for her, and I was kind. I helped her out. I had more thoughts than even when I came into the office before I got ready for my first coaching call. Another idea occurred to me that I could offer her that would be helpful, because I was not in a state of bother. I was in the state of, I don't know, just love and understanding, just contentment, just ease. And I saw how to be even kinder. Have you seen that for yourselves as well? How easy it is when you're in, even, you know, people might call it a peaceful state of mind. Another way of saying this is that you don't have a lot of thinking on your mind, is another way to say this. Particularly thinking about yourself. If you notice yourself when you're in a peaceful state, you don't have a lot of judgmental thinking, or you're not even really thinking much about yourself. And that gives freedom for your true essence to flow through you and express itself. Kind of take care of other people, really. You're not put out. So, again, you know, it just happens all through the day. You know, if I'm out in the community, I can see acts of, I could see things where I could move into bother, which is my habit, you know, or I could see kindness. And, you know, here we have kind of an organization called the Girl Scouts. It's kind of an organization for girls, and there's also one for boys. And Girl Scouts here in our area, in the West Coast, in California, sell cookies, Girl Scout cookies that are that they sell to the public. They set out a table, like at some supermarket or some retail store, and you know, they've got like a selection of different kinds of cookies and you could buy. And you know, I noticed myself in this beautiful state that I don't eat. I'm trying to eat less sugar. So I saw them in front of me, and it occurred to me, why don't I just donate the amount it would be to buy a box of cookies? Rather than get cookies, why don't I just donate the money to them for that? That's the kindness. Whereas I know in the past I could get into bothersome thinking about, you know, why are they always at the entrances of stores or asking me if I want to donate? You see? And just that nuance from being away from my own personal thinking, my own habitual thinking, I'm in this peaceful mind, and kindness comes out. Or I just see somebody who's needy, you know, sitting there on the sidewalk, and I find a way to help them. So, you know, kindness is everywhere you go, you see. It's everywhere you go. It's a state of mind. And actually, it's an expression of your state of mind. It's an expression of where you are in consciousness. Can you see that? That's really where kindness is. So people, you don't have to practice it, really, because the minute you are in a happy state, when you've quieted your mind, you've made a, what do they call, course corrections of your day from being, realizing you're caught up in some negative thinking to quieting that down, all of that brings you back into this consciousness where it's expressed by kindness. I mean, there's other forms of its expression. We talked about it last time when we talked about forgiveness. That's another expression of it. But kindness is really what you are when you're in love and understanding. You're a kind person. You help people and take care of people and yourself. You're kind to yourself as well. You may give yourself a little extra time at the coffee shop or treat yourself to something or just help yourself embrace being in good feelings or maybe calling someone that is a close friend of yours. So I call them simple acts of kindness because they're not momentous. Like, you know, contributing a great amount of money to a cause, which is kindness. But really, when I look at my day from this consciousness of love, peace of mind, and well-being, the kindness could be simple. It's simple. It's just what the doctor ordered, so to speak, or just what the person in front of you needed. A little extra help with what they were, where they were going, they were needing. It happens a lot for me at the grocery store. You know, it's like I just had a the image of the other day, you know, getting in line to pay for my groceries. And I had a basket full and this other person only had a couple of items and they were like coming in behind me. And I was in another wonderful feeling. I was just in a good feeling. And so I let them go ahead of me. So I know what I can be when I'm bothered towards people. You know, I know how I can be, and it's like I just love when I can be in this beautiful state of consciousness that allows kindness to show up. You know, I've shared this story many, many times in webinars and on teleseminars in the past, but one of the first instances of my being able to recognize how when I've changed my thinking from being judgmental to just quieting that down, how kindness occurred to me. This was years ago when it was around the holiday time and my wife and I were in this retail store, huge department store. And it was the holiday season, so a lot of people were out buying things. And this one particular department store didn't have a lot of clerks. It was, you know, it just didn't. And so I came up to a line in which was pretty long. And then I noticed that the clerk was spending a lot of time with one customer. And I could tell from, even though I was far away from the counter, I could tell that the clerk was getting more and more kind of frustrated or stressed out because it wasn't going well. And I started to get judgmental. I talk about this a lot, you know, when I, at least during the early teleseminars of mine. And it just, again, my learning came back, my understanding of the principles came back. And just, you know, I just realized, Mark, your thinking's going south. And I relaxed and quieted down. And then I realized that the clerk is really getting stressed out and that this customer was very, very demanding. And the clerk could see that there was a long line. She could see people were getting impatient. So by the time it was our turn to come up to the clerk, I was in a mode of kindness. And I just kind of reached out to the clerk in a way of saying, you know, go easy. You're doing a great job given the demands on you. And how can we help you with this? Do you want to see the price tag? Can we? So I was just with the correction early on around how I was judgmental and the correction that was given to me from the intelligence of mind, from my understanding, to where I got to a peaceful, a loving consciousness. I could be kind to this person. And what a difference. You know, what a difference to treat a human being in a way of kindness rather than how my habitual thinking would have led me to act toward this person. And it taught me a great lesson once again around how habits of thought that I had grown up with were leading me in the wrong direction. And that once I could see them for thought, once I understood them to be just learned thinking, that I could find my consciousness of love and understanding and how I could really live in a feeling that led me to be kind to human beings, to see them with understanding, see them act with grace, you know, is another way of saying it. It's just being graceful with people. And so they're all around us. Simple acts of kindness are all around us all through the day. And there isn't anything for you to practice. You don't need to remind yourself to be kind. You will be kind the minute you drop into your essence, love and understanding. The minute you quiet down your analytical thinking, your habitual thinking, your judgmental thinking, your self-evaluations, your evaluations of others, you see, the minute that quiets down, you'll drop into your essence and you'll be living in the consciousness where kindness expresses itself. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. You know, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about what I've shared today, anything you'd like to share that's come to you from my pointing in this direction, or anything you'd like to share just in general about your understanding of Sydney Banks' teachings or the principles, if you'd like to, I wish you, I hope that you will share with us. Let us hear what your thinking is. What you do is press *2 on your phone, and I'll see that you want to share, and I'll invite you to do so. So you press *2 on your phone, and I'd love to hear from you. That's part of our teleseminars. And you know, if you've heard past teleseminars or podcasts, you'll know that other people have shared, and you'll also realize what a wonderful understanding we get when we hear from other people. So I'll give you a little time to gather your thinking and see if there's some question you have or something you'd like to share with us today. Oh, wow. Well, we have a large number, too. I don't have much more to say for today, really. It was just something that I was inspired to have a teleseminar about. You know that my podcasts and teleseminars are the same thing. You can go to there's a podcast section now on your phones. You can go to your podcast and look for me, Dr. Mark Howard, and you'll see me, and you can listen to the same thing that you would if you went to my teleseminars. So anybody want to hit star two? And you don't have to have words of wisdom, you know. You just have to share something that has rung true for you from what I'm sharing today. Okay, well, let's see. We have someone that someone who just put their hand up, if you could just start talking. I can't see a name or anything.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Alberto here.
Oh, Alberto, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to share, you know, I had a conversation with my wife today, and it could have been, if I hold to I'm right, you know, it could have been, maybe I could have won the conversation. But somehow I remembered, you know, that what you said kind of resonated. I remember, well, she's my wife. I mean, I don't need to. I mean, it was today, okay.
Yeah,
it was like
yeah.
that.
Today. Yeah.
But I remember she's my wife, and I could speak to her differently. I don't need to forget she's my wife to be right. Because
yes.
I do forget sometimes. And
yes.
I went there. I say, what about speaking to my wife instead of speaking to someone who is wrong? And I have to write her, you know, in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And well, we made peace. We understood each other. And I never would have done that if I spoke to her from this I'm right position, ever. I just wanted to share that, you know.
Oh, Alberto, that was beautiful. You really shared something that's helpful to all of us and the truth. And the truth, because that's really a beautiful understanding. I can hear in you the softness and gentleness of realizing this is your wife. Why would I want to speak to her as if she's a person that has something that's wrong? And that's really what I saw too, Alberto, about being in relationships, you know, and how when I used to go from being right in my conversations, people would get defensive. It would hurt people's feelings too. And that communication would never be right. But you shared something that was deeper, which was, here's someone very special to me. Why would I look at her as if she's someone who is wrong? And you're so right about that, Alberto, and it's so true. And you could see what you shared with all of us, that when you realize that and shift it from being right to this is your wife, that feeling, the conversation went well. So Alberto, thank you so much for bringing that to us. That's such a powerful, true way to look at being with someone, is that not to see them as wrong, but to just see them as, you know, they're just going about it their way. That's just how they've learned to think about it. It's not a personal thing. That's just like us. We all go about communicating about something the way we think is the best way, you know, from what we've learned. We're human. So Alberto, thank you for that. There's another person who also had their hand up, and I think it's someone from the UK. I'm not sure. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes. Hi.
I'm from London. London.
Oh, yeah,
Liliana.
Yeah.
Liliana.
Oh, hi, Liliana.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, wow.
Hello, hello, hello. So I was drawn to the title of this podcast because I haven't been kind. And I'm aware that I haven't been kind, and I could have been kinder to myself and people around me. And when I eventually sober up, which I have today, I'm just so, I can't understand how, I mean, the feeling of kindness is so infinitely nicer, sweeter, softer than the feeling of resentment or judgment, or that's painful and hard and tight. So it baffles me how I can forget the difference and I can forget my preference for the kind of feeling. It baffles me because when I eventually fall back into the softness and kindness of that sweeter feeling, then I think, why did I stay for a few days? What a waste of time. What a waste of what was it that kept me there? And I know about thought, and I know about how we can be completely like sucked in and gripped by those thoughts that, and in that moment makes sense to just entertain judgment, or, but then I think, why? When I know just how different these two experiences are and how much nicer and lighter, and yeah. So I suppose I know that we are designed to have everything and feel everything, and that's, on a good day, that's something I am grateful for. But when I'm kind of lost in the tight, painful feeling, and I can't, it feels like I can't find my way back to kindness, then I think, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me when I know just how much everything changes when I feel kindness? You know, everything changes when my level of understanding rises again, and I just would love to be hanging out in that more, you know, and know, remember the difference, and then honor my preference for the sweetness of and the sense of expansion that a loving, kind feeling gives me against the other one, which sucks, really, honestly, and is a waste of time. So I don't know. This is what, and I don't know what you can say about this, but yeah.
Well, Liliana, I love that you joined us, and you have said it beautifully. What a beautiful description of dropping into kindness one more time. And, you know, join the club, you know. It's an ongoing evolution of learning that we're really made to live in this kind of divine feeling that we're calling kindness, you know, in that consciousness, and waking up once again to how we can easily move away from it as we grab onto our habitual thoughts. But, you know, each time we come back, it's, we just see it more. Mm-hmm. It's like, you just have to, like Sid always said, you know, just be grateful for what you see. Mm-hmm. Just be thankful and not, see, you just want to be thankful like you came out, you know, you rose to the surface again. And not look at the fact that it looked attractive to go diving under the water and into all that darkness. Mm-hmm. You know, just mm-hmm. be thankful. Oh, man, you know, I'm back into my kindness. And then you could learn from that. You know, you could see how easily you're looking at someone or yourself and you still have those habitual thoughts about evaluation. And it just gives you another moment to learn some more about how you mm. still have evaluation or judgment that can grip you for a bit.
Mm.
But when you find it again, just be thankful and just kind of, I don't mean there's no way to do this, you know. It's just see, you know, just see that you know what's going on.
Mm.
And you're part of being human. I've always, for me, one of the things that has helped me tremendously from the early times of attending Sydney's seminars was you'll see it probably in the Long Beach lectures, but maybe the Hawaii lectures that are out there now for the public. But he says, you know, it's just love and understanding. And that's always helped me kind of get right again, balance myself, get my mm. bearings back. And when I get there, I always say, you know, I'm going to live more from love and understanding. And I really try to embrace it. And, you know, as my understanding has evolved, I still my habits of thought still are attractive, but they're not as gripping. So when you find your essence again, which you just described to us beautifully, those words you used is a beautiful description of coming back to love and understanding and kindness. Don't look at where you've been. Just see you're human and, oh no, there I got lost a bit. Now I'm back and then just stay on that path and know that you can write yourself. It's like I talk about Keith Blevins, who's my dear friend and was a colleague in the principles when we used to teach together. And he would tell people, see this indentation on my forehead? It's from slapping my hand, slapping my forehead, saying, oh, no, there I go again. It's just like that. But, you know, you just be thankful that you can, that your level of consciousness can rise, that you can see it, and that you can live in that, that you know where to look. So, mm-hmm. so I'm glad you joined us, and mm-hmm. I just love what you brought to us. Thank you, Liliana. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking to that. Thanks. Nice to be here.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else want to share? Press star two. Okay. This is someone, what I'm getting is, like, I think it's Easton, Maine or Massachusetts. I'm not sure.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
It's Richie in Boston.
Oh, Richie. Hey.
Good to, it was a beautiful topic for me today. I've had kind of a hectic day. I'm feeling a little anxious. And I said, listening to Mark will just be what the doctor ordered here. And as I've been listening to you and others share, you know, I can be kind to myself. It occurred to me that I'm innocently creating an experience. And sometimes I'm blaming people out there or situations out there. And other times I'm blaming myself. It doesn't matter. It's an uncomfortable feeling. And I just decided I would be as gentle as I could with myself. And
yeah.
I was thinking, well, I'm not going to share. I'm not in a good place where I can share because I'm not feeling great. But I thought, well, so what? I can be kind to myself, and maybe not too long ago I wouldn't have shared from this place or be vulnerable from not being in such a great place. But I think we have to start with ourselves with kindness. And being gentle with ourselves and then have an intention to be gentle and kind to other people and hopefully that'll happen as well.
Well, Richie, I'm glad you came on and shared that because that was really beautiful. And it's important to look at kindness toward ourselves and
yeah.
You know, I love what occurred to you was be gentle. You know, it's like what you shared with us, the understanding, when we understand how thought works, you shared with us how you understand that. It allows us to get another vantage point. Yours was be gentle with yourself, be kind with yourself. And, I think you're right. I think that, you know, being kind towards ourselves is numero uno. It's really the first thing you want to look at is being kind to yourself. And, you know, people come up against thoughts about, again, habits of thought. That they're not worth that kindness, you know, but that's just a habit of thought. And as you were able to share with us, you're going to share regardless of the state of mind you find yourself in. And you know what? When you shared, Richie, I didn't hear you troubled in any way. I heard brilliance when you shared. So it's only in you that you're, you know, that you're experiencing not being at your best. But I love what you reminded us of, Richie, is, yeah, kindness is nice. It's a beautiful space. And a lot of times we share it outward. But we want to also be reminded to share that kindness within ourselves. And being gentle, you know, it's a beautiful way, a beautiful description because, you know, we have all these habits of thought of that come with self-evaluation and being gentle really allows us to get free of that self-judgment, you know. And I like to say, see us as just being in the human condition. And what that means is, in the human condition, you're not always at your best. You're not always going to be in kindness as Liliana brought to the table, reminded us of. We're not always going to be in kindness. And so you want to be gentle once you can see what happened and get and come back to, you know, we're really talking about a consciousness where you, your consciousness takes you beyond resentments or judgments or criticisms to a beautiful feeling, peace of mind, love and understanding, and allows you then to live in the in those feelings of kindness. So thank you, Richie. And want to thank everyone who shared. Didn't they bring something rich to our discussion? That's what I love about setting up the teleseminars is it gives all of us a chance to hear from our community that has joined us today and the richness that's there when they also add to what I had to share about today's topic. So we're going to stop here for today. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Alberto, Liliana, and Richie for sharing with us today. And the recording will be out soon, a couple of days or so. And again, it'll give you, it'll be as a, on an email. So the you'll be on the emails that we're reminding you of today's teleseminar, and it'll give you three ways to listen to today's teleseminar. So thanks everyone. Enjoy the month, and we'll be back next month. Bye.